649, 1320 WILS. Well, you know, part of success, of course, is working hard and persevering and being focused. But another big part of success is spirit and how you pursue and address your spiritual needs. Joanna Garzilli is with us. She's the author of the new book, Big Miracles, the 11 Spiritual Rules for Ultimate Success. Joanna Garzilli here on WILS. Joanna, great to have you here.
Oh, wonderful to be here, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, it's a great book because, to me, I'm not even sure what my spirit is. Your first chapters align with spirit. How do you get a sense of what your spirit is and what the voice is?
Absolutely. So I like to think of spirit as essentially it's an extension of yourself, right? So we have the human part of ourself. The human part of ourself is just more focused on daily needs, right? Survival, just the basics. But when we think from the perspective of spirit, it's more than our physical being. It's connecting into an intangible, invisible energy. And within that space, there's ideas and things that we can actually physically bring into fruition.
And how do you know it's a spiritual idea, not an ego-based idea?
Well, I think because it's positive, right? It's doing something to do good, to help other people, to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, something ego-driven would be, let me take an advantage, right, of another person. I think normally the idea of something from spirit versus something that is negative is, you know, does it feel good or does it feel bad? Mm-hmm. If someone's doing something and they're doing it because it comes from a place of jealousy or greed or frustration, then it means it's really not coming from them, from their spiritual selves. And the idea of spirit, that we are spirit, means that we are foremost a loving being.
Right now, and you even write in the book, by the way, Big Miracles, Joanna Garzilli with us, you write about the physical manifestations that can occur when you're denying your spirit, right? Well, what kinds of things can you end up having happen?
Well, we end up having things we don't want to happen. I think this goes back to the basics of creating a foundation, which is rule one, align with spirit. All roads lead back to rule one. If we focus on being aligned, then everything's going to go well in our lives.
Wait, but I guess what I want to get to, you write that you were getting nosebleeds at one point because you were in a relationship you shouldn't have been in. And you say, and you think that was your spirit somehow talking to you?
That was my body screaming at me because I wasn't listening to my spirit. Because as soon as I left that relationship, that the nosebleeds stopped and they never came back. So the idea of when we create we have a misalignment within ourselves. A lot of the time it'll start off maybe as a thought. Then the more we think it, it starts to expand into a feeling. And then after it's a feeling, it can physically manifest in our body. A lot of the time when we have something bad happen to us in our health, it doesn't happen in a heartbeat. It happens over a period of months and usually over a period of years, but it just happens very, very slowly because we're not aware. Now, of course, I'm not saying, you know, with someone that has some genetic thing, or I'm not saying that. I'm looking at the things of what one can avoid to end up putting oneself in a situation where you end up sick.
And how do you know that the problem is your spouse or your job or your friends? I mean, how do you know what's really causing your spiritual problem?
Well, I would say that looking at any one of those things, one needs to come back to oneself. Because most of the time, people don't want to change. A lot of the time, they just don't want to make a shift within themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think the best way to get someone else to change is ask yourself the question, how can I improve myself? What can I do to make this situation better? Yeah. Because if one is coming from the perspective of, well, I need to prove her wrong, or what, you know, I've got to show I'm right here, then you're going to hit an impact.
Now tell me, because you write a lot about change in your book. The book is Big Miracles, the 11 Spiritual Rules for Ultimate Success. How much should you be changing any given day or year?
How much should you be changing?
Yeah, like when you talk, because you say change is important to be spiritually connected, right?
I like to think of change, the idea of evolution, of improving oneself, right? Because change. I mean, we can make changes and they can be bad changes. Change in terms of we have certain habits, behaviors that don't serve us. But by just making one small tweak within the actions that we take, and before an action, we might need to precede it with a thought, just changing our thinking, that can have a profound effect and positively add up to creating that big miracle over a period of time. Like if someone's in, you know, is terrible with money and they're in debt, if they just go and say, you know what, I'm going to put aside 1% and start saving it. I'm going to save one and I'm going to spend 1% less. That will
can
add
move
up
things
over
along.
Time.
And another, Joanna Garzilli with us. Now, another thing you write about is you say urgency and timing is very important to develop that sense of urgency. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing with urgency. If one doesn't commit to a breakthrough, then you're going to be waiting for things to happen. It's the amount of times I've heard people say that they want to create a certain change for their life, that they want to create that difference, and that they don't allow that to happen for themselves because they think, you know, well, it's not the time right now. I don't have the money. I can't take the time off work. I've got to think about this other person. But there really never is a good time. Everyone has so much on their plate. So I really believe in taking action right now.
And because you say part of the issue is that it's going to require sacrifice, right? The changes you're talking about, we're going to have to lose something or give something up. How do we deal with that?
Right. Well, a lot of the time people are scared to give something up. They think of sacrifices. Oh, my gosh. You know, I am missing out here in some way. But what if one reframes it to I'm letting go of something to allow something better to come in? And people have more attachments than they realize. It's not that they don't want to realize it, but it's such a subtle unconscious thing because there's some type of payoff in being in pain. There's some type of, look, you know, I had to work so hard to make this money. I had to put in extra effort into the relationship.
Yeah. What is the payoff? What's the payoff for doing that?
Well, for a start, from an emotional standpoint, I mean, there's feeling. There's a deeper sense of feeling because it creates drama. You know, areas sometimes where people feel unnoticed or unloved, that they will create some chaos for themselves because they don't want to have to look at the deeper issues. Now, on the surface, I'm going to go, well, why would I want to pay off like that? Why am I going to put myself in that situation? But it's deep programming coming from our parents, coming from just what we learned at school. I know because I did that to myself. I would put myself in stupid, crazy situations in relationships that weren't healthy for me because I didn't realize that. And that was one of the things that really fueled me to go and write these rules so that other people don't go and do that to themselves. Don't need to suffer.
Joanna Garzilli here on WILS. I need to ask you just a few minutes, but I want to ask you about the issue of relationships specifically because, you know, people are spiritual, you know, they move on to new things, they outgrow things, they may outgrow relationships. How do you deal with that if you do want to kind of hold on to a lifelong partnership?
Well, I think that it's got to be mutually agreeable. I mean, if someone else isn't resonating with you on that same level, if you're not seeing eye to eye anymore, then it's going to be really difficult to continue that relationship. But here's the thing. In some relationships, sometimes you just need to take a little bit of a step back, take a time out. When someone is going through change, everything can be, it's almost like it gets dredged up and things get a bit more intense. And then we want to make the other person change. And I think this is where it's important to be respectful of the other person. And then after that timeout, you know, review and come back to things. I think open communication is a vital thing for being able to make a relationship work. But sometimes we shouldn't hold on.
One last thing, Joanna. Obviously, the book, your book is titled Big Miracles. What is a big miracle?
Well, the big miracle is that secret desire that you have, the thing that you really want, but you don't believe that you can get, that you get it, that you make it happen.
Okay, basically something you never thought you could actually achieve, that kind of thing?
Exactly, yes. Because sometimes people say, here's the thing with it. Sometimes people want certain things, and then in sharing it, they feel shame. They feel embarrassed because they think that person's going to say to them, who the hell do you think you are to go after that thing?
Well, yeah.
But they should, yeah. So, I mean, I've gone through that many times in my life, and I've learned to just, I think a good way to move past that is to declare it, is to start to share it and put it out there. Of course, not with the wrong people, you know, but with people that you can really trust. But that starts with looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, like, here I am a big miracle. That's right. The starting point, and then going from there into the thing that you want to
Joanna Garzilli, the book Big Miracles, The 11 Spiritual Rules for Ultimate Success is joannagarzilli.com, G-A-R-Z-I-L-L-I.com. Joanna Garzilli. Joanna, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yep, we're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night.